the Legends Club, inside the Lambeau Field Atrium, it's Packers Live with Larry Bakaren. This week's Packers special guest, Don Barclay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Bakaren.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, where we are jacked up about the playoffs. I think it's important that we kind of review just what it took for the Packers to get there, okay? Remember the Viking game right out here. The Packers trailed 23-7 in the fourth quarter and came back to tie it, and that tie looms huge in the final standings. They were left for dead after the Lions game in Detroit. Was anybody buying playoff tickets then? No. Certainly not. They were booed off the field at halftime of the Falcon game at home when it was 21-10. They came back to win that one 22-21. They weren't through. They trailed the Cowboys 26-3 at the half and came back and won that one 37-36. Did it come as any surprise? They came back in the fourth quarter at Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears to win the NFC North Championship. This team already has written quite a legacy. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest may not be the biggest star on the team, but he's the kind of guy everybody wants on their team. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Don Barclay. Have a seat on the other side if you would. I'll tell you what, folks, this guy, just a good old-fashioned tough guy every time he goes out there. Donnie, how you doing?
Not bad. Feel good after last night.
Feel pretty good to be NFC North champions?
Oh, yeah. Back-to-back years.
Let's talk about the critical drive, because there's some madness going on. It's fourth and one, and originally the punting team goes out there. Were you one of the guys lobbying Mike McCarthy to change his mind? You were on your own 22. I mean, this is a little bit of football insanity here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was we knew it was kind of do or die thing at that point. We had one timeout. Time was running off the clock, and we were coming off the field, and I know Josh and Aaron went over to Coach Mike and was like, you know, they were talking, and Aaron was like, let's do it. And so Coach Mike called the play call and went out there and executed it and picked up, what, two more?
There was a couple other fourth downs. And we want to talk about that. Okay, after you go through the pressure of a fourth down situation at crunch time, okay, so you got a second one a short time later. Is it like no big deal then? Like, hey, we're used to this. We've been there and done it. How did you feel individually then?
I think once we got the first one, I kind of felt comfortable. And it was kind of like, you know, you knew we were going to do this the whole time. You know, I got the whole time in my head, I was like, you know, we got this. But the first one was huge just because we kind of got the drive going, you know. And the second one was the pass to Jordy, right? It was a pretty hard catch. And then the last one was the play of the game.
Let's talk about that, Donnie. I mean, That beauty, it is 4th and 8. This is no gimme situation. 4th and 8, 46 seconds left, and you're just over the plus side of the 50. I mean, this is big-time stuff. This is not only the game, but the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Do any of those things hit you, or were you just thinking, hey, call a play, and I'll go up and block it?
I was just thinking, you know, let's just complete this ball, and then, you know, probably run a couple more plays, get in field goal range, and win the game. And on the play, it was so crazy. I'm blocking my guy, and my guy keeps running upfield. I'm just trying to stay on him, and then I see Aaron just turn his shoulders and just bomb it downfield, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, like, Hail Mary on the last play. This is what it comes down to. I'm like, we got to get a field goal. And then all of a sudden I see Cobb just standing there like this. And when he caught that ball, I mean, I found the first person to just hug, and I was so excited.
Wanted to ask you about the crazy play that ended up with a Jared Boykin touchdown. And from your perspective, were you as surprised as everybody else that, oh, hey, we're good. Ball, touchdown, hey, cool? I mean, how did you look at that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things you're just blocking, and you don't even see the play till after on the Jumbotron. And I kind of seen Aaron and them. I seen Aaron and them just, he was like, pick up the ball. But the funniest thing about it was we're on the sidelines and after the play, and Josh was like, man, that was the closest time I ever had to getting a touchdown. He goes, I could have just picked it up and scored right there.
That's right. That's probably the closest he will ever come to getting a touchdown. I wanted to ask you about that Rodgers fella. I'll tell you what, from the outside looking in, and I don't know all the technicalities and so forth, but it's just different when he's out there. He is a gifted guy, and it shows. It really helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just brings so much excitement, and as soon as he got cleared during the week, I mean, everyone's spirits, everyone's enthusiasm and just energy just lifted the whole stadium. And you could just tell right then, you know, we were going to win that game, and everyone was going to do whatever it took.
Okay, Donnie, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Don, are you ready?
Yep.
Don, now we're going to talk some O-line talk here, okay? And we're going to talk stunt pickup. And I'm going to throw out a couple of my own personal philosophies. And if you think they're all baloney, just say so.
Hey, you know the best.
No. Now, one of the things I've always thought about, though, is that when it comes to stunt pickups, the key guy is stopping that first one. You stop him and don't allow penetration, the rest of it gets pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sound reasonable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, folks, in this case, the Bears are going to be running what's called an ET stunt, right?
Yep.
Don, you haven't seen it before, but trust me on that one. Okay. Now, Don, get in here. I want you to draw, too, and, of course, this is Don right here. Now, okay, let's start the tape. Snap the ball. And the first thing I wanted to ask you, here's another one of my own little micro philosophies, is that you see this dude stand up. Defensive ends show you their chest, probably going inside. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good tip?
About 97% of the time.
Bingo. Here, put it there, buddy. Okay, wonderful. Okay. So, okay, they're running the stunt. And we go. Okay, they're running the stunt. And that is, what I want to say is, TJ, he says thank you because you're not turning the guy loose. Could you talk about that? You can't just let that guy go and cream your guard or your buddy next door, can you?
Yeah, I mean, ETs go right inside with TE. I mean, basic thing is you want to stop the penetrator so then the other guy, which would be TJ, could take the block over, and then he could communicate to me, you know, get off on the my guy who's looping. So, I mean, you gotta stop the penetrator, and then you got to have good communication to – trade off blocks.
Let me ask you about the communication. Do you guys actually holler out? I mean, I know you're supposed to in coaching life, but in real life, do you guys actually holler out and switch?
Yeah, we do. We say, like, games, or go, go, go. All right. Especially in, like, this case, you know, I can't really see him. I'm stopping 98 there, and then, you know, I don't know if a guy's looping, so TJ's just yelling, go, go, go.
Okay,
and
great.
And I just run off.
No, see, and this, folks, is critical right here because – Once again, at the start of it, we talked about stopping that first guy. Well, this first guy is going nowhere. And again, TJ, it really helps him that you're staying with him. And then there's no stunt, really, as it turns out. Right, Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, if you could stop the penetrator, usually the best case scenario is to push him into the looper. And then the whole, I mean, they're pretty much out of the play.
Yeah, and you can see the way it works out, because they did such a great job on the penetrator, come off late on him, the ball is already gone. And high diddle diddle, he throws it to Jordy Nelson over the middle there for about 26 yards, I think. Nice stunt pickup, Don. Coming up, another exciting segment of Earn Your Autograph, starring Olivia.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Olivia. And Olivia, Frank has a question for you.
Olivia, are you ready to rumble?
Olivia, are you ready to rumble?
Yes.
Okay, if you can learn the football skill Don's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How's that for a rumble?
Good.
All right, what are we going to learn, Don?
I'm going to show her just a simple pass set that we do probably about, say, 40 times the whole game. You know, just drop them back. And so here's what we're going to do first. You're going to kind of just squat down, get in a two-point stance. There you go. Switch your feet. There you go.
You're a right tackle.
Yeah, right tackle. And on the first one, you're going to kick your right foot back and then slide your left. Do that. And at the same time, at about three kicks, you got to throw a punch out and hit Larry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say your prayers, Olivia. Back up here. Donnie, if you could give us a snap count, and I'll rush the passer. And Olivia, you okay. Ready?
I'm going to say, set, hut.
I know the snap count, too.
You're going to do it. So we'll do it together here. We'll do a just a slow motion one real quick. So when I say set, hut, we'll go. Set, hut. And then you punch.
What about the punch, Olivia?
All right, so now she's waiting until full speed.
Oh, okay. Oh, now it's full speed. Okay.
All right, here we go. Set, hut. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Olivia, how painful was that?
A little bit.
Did she earn your autograph?
She did.
All right. While Olivia is getting Don's autograph, we've got to take a break. When we come back, it is time for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. Don't go away, please. Short. Welcome back. Last week, I ended our early show ode with the Bears still suck. On tonight's Chalk Talk, we'll find out why. Okay. This is the play. And okay, Randall Cobb's lined up right here. And this is the chief bare knucklehead, Chris Conte. And watch him as Randall goes upfield. Go ahead. Randall goes upfield. And our knucklehead lets him go right by. And Randall Cobb has got his arm up big time saying, I need the football. All well and good, but Aaron Rodgers needs time to get him the football. Let's change the angle here. Okay, problem. Okay, trust my math. Seven guys across the front. Now, the Packers have seven guys over here, but one of them's a quarterback. And if he picks up a pass rusher, not a good thing. So they have some work to do. Now, nobody's going to notice this, I don't think, but we will here on Packers Live. First of all, because they're outnumbered, watch Josh Sitton. At the snap of the ball, he goes down and gets a piece, number 50, James Anderson. Gets enough of them to throw him off. And then, watch him again, he comes off and gets a piece of Jeremiah Ratliff. Okay, so that two for one helped out with that numbers problem. Now let's go back. because we still got problems. John Kuhn, he at this point has made about 8 million adjustments trying to get this thing blocked, and he ends up looking for the most dangerous. And who the most dangerous is? Well, that'd be Julius Peppers, a future Hall of Famer. John Kuhn goes out, cuts him to the turf, gives Aaron Rodgers a clear field of vision to make the throw to Randall Cobb, and just like that, the Packers are NFC North champions. Frankie, let's hear it. That was a good play, wasn't it, Don?
I'll always remember that. That was nice.
Okay, Don, let's go back to just after the Cowboy victory into the Packer locker room. Everything is as it was then, except you are there.
Hey, I just want to say this. That's a franchise record right there for hand on adversity. We talked about it halftime, guys. That is a phenomenal job. I am so proud of each and every one of you. Don Barkley, get dancing. Let's go. Yeah!
Now, Don, that's a very unique dance. What's that all about? Tell us about that.
Coach McCarthy gave me the honor to give the pregame speech that game. And, I was talking, giving him my speech. And then I said, the last time that you guys played here was for the Super Bowl. And I said, you guys made that place your house. And so story went on and the speech went on. But I said, let's make it our house. And after the game, when he said bring it up, and then everyone kind of was chanting our house, so I just went along with it. And I just started pumping my fist. And I seen Josh sitting in the background just pumping his fist. So I was like, all right, let's go.
Good dancer, isn't he? Yeah. Coming up, we'll have questions for Don from our lively audience here in the Legends Club high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Time for an exciting new feature on Packers Live. It may last a week or so, but believe it or not, a couple of my colleagues at NBC headquarters here in Green Bay went to the same school, West Virginia, as Don, so we've put their questions on video. So we call it Video Questions. Aren't you excited? So let's go to Casey. Here's Casey with our first question.
Hey, Don, it's Casey. I'm wondering if you ever teared up when they played Country Roads after a Mountaineers win.
You know what? Probably my last game there at West Virginia when we beat Pitt my senior year, and I think I shed a tear or two then. But then we won the Orange Bowl after that. But, I mean, that song always remembers me and my family. I mean, it was probably the greatest time ever.
All right. Next up. Here's Alex.
Hey, Don, my favorite bar in Morgantown was Bent Willie's. What's your favorite bar in downtown Morgantown?
Yeah, it was either Bent Willie's or Lazy Lizard. Those are the best.
Beautiful. Did you ever burn a couch in Morgantown?
No, I never have personally.
Okay, that's supposed to be a tradition. Anyway, your name. Now we go back to live questioners. Your name?
Preston.
Preston, what's your question?
Was there more pressure on the line with Aaron Rodgers coming back from injury?
That's a good question. You know what? It being a tackle or offensive lineman, you know, when you got a guy like Aaron back there, you know, you always want to keep him clean. Whether Flynn's back there or Scott or anyone, I mean, you want to keep him clean. But, you know, Aaron's real demanding. We're going to run the same amount of plays. So, you know, you do have a little sense of urgency, but, you just got to go out and play your own game.
Thank you, Don. Thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what is your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Preston was my favorite question, and he gets a pair of Green Bay Packer tube socks, fit size 7 to 13.
Of course,
Nobody goes away empty-handed on Packers Live, Frankie. What do we have as parting gifts for our other questioners?
Your NBC colleagues receive ballpoint pens from our previous show that we can't get rid of.
They'll love them. Coming up, some final thoughts. What do you think, Preston?
That's okay.
Speechless. All right, wonderful. All right, we'll be back. We are back, and unfortunately, we also have to go. Don, thank you so much for being here. Continued success.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks, happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Take care. Bye.